Here's a question, and I feel like it's a loaded question, but it's really simple. How do we grow in faith? Well, that was a serious question, by the way.
No, it was. Well, obviously, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Faith works through love. I've taught this for years. I believe this with all my heart. Faith is the spontaneous result of knowing him. Faith flows out of your relationship. When you know who he is and you understand his will in a situation, faith is the spontaneous result of knowing him. You grow in knowing him and knowing his nature and knowing his will. Faith is an automatic response. You're not trying to have faith. If you're trying to have faith, you don't. Did you get that? Faith is the spontaneous result of knowing him. Faith works through love. Faith doesn't work because you have a need. Faith works because you have a covenant and you know the God of that covenant. Faith doesn't work because you have a crisis. Faith works because you know him. You guys with me? That, I believe, is how you build faith. Get closer to God and have relationship and get to know him. Amen? Listen carefully. Ministry's awesome. Going on a mission trip's great. All that stuff's great. Going to Africa, the testimonies, the blind, all that stuff. Man, that's exciting. And I'm not making light of it. It's all great. But nothing compares to your ability to be with him. And that's the highest honor of everything we get to do. Because everything that he does through us should flow from that holy place. In Mark 3:13, he says he ordained them, or he called them to himself who he himself wanted, and they came. Nobody comes unless he's drawn. That's what's happened to us. He's called us, he's drawn us, and we came. And it says he ordained them. Whoa, ordination, appointed. He ordained them that they might be with him. And that he might send them out to preach, heal, and do mighty things in his name. What do you ordain them to do? Be with him. Where does he send them from? Being with him. Don't do ministry if you're not with him. Wow. Don't even go if you're not with him. Being with him is what sends you. Or you'll let what you're doing for God take the place of knowing God, and your identity will be wrapped in ministry. And you won't do well. And you'll crash at some point. Just being raw and honest. Nothing compares to your ability, given by God, to be with him. And the only person that can keep you from that place is you believing wrong things. Because he paid the price to open the door and give you access. You're the only one that can keep you from his presence. Because you're invited. The only thing is wrong thinking and wrong belief. No one can keep me from knowing him but me. You can turn against me. You can all get mad at me. You can write terrible things. You can call me anything you want. And you cannot keep me from his presence. You cannot keep me from hearing his voice tonight, lying quiet on the bed. You can't keep me from waking up in him and knowing him in the morning. I'm the only one that can keep me from him.
That's really good.